Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I just hope he wears a sock over their foot tonight.
He said he was. He said he was going to. So the feet not looking good?
I mean, you know,
an athlete's foot can be really gnarly.
Right. I have great hands.
Mm.
Even if I do say so myself. But my feet, they are a little beat up.
Yeah.
Our athletes' feet are beat up. That's just all there. We all have the same thing in common.
Yeah. You ever see like LeBron's feet these days?
No, I have not. I've never seen LeBron's feet.
Oh, it's out there.
You know whose foot I did see once was Patrick Ewing's foot.
Yeah, I'm sure that was.
I looked at that thing. Whoa, baby.
Man, been through some wars.
Oh, man. That was an enormous foot.
Google LeBron's foot.
Now, I'm not Googling LeBron's foot. I do not want to look at LeBron's foot.
Why not?
I mean, if there was a foot that you could look at, whose foot would you want to see?
You know, I'm not a foot guy, but you're talking about an athlete's foot. Whose foot would I want to see? Shaq?
Randy Moss's foot?
No. Shaq,
I think
maybe?
You actually probably saw Randy Moss's
I did.
Foot.
I did see Randy Moss's feet. Yes, indeed. I don't remember what they look like, but I did see them. I would say Shaq. I'd like to take a look at Shaq's feet.
It's a big feet.
And see how much damage those things did. You know? That would be a big one. Basketball players, I feel like, got the worst feet. I'm telling Google LeBron's foot. You're going to be shocked.
Why would I want to Google LeBron's foot?
Because we're talking about mangled feet, and this is a good example. That's why. I mean, there it is. I mean, it's amazing that this man can do what he does on the basketball court with that foot.
At the age of 40.
I mean, his toes are just indiscriminately placed in different areas.
Is his big toe larger or longer than his second toe?
No, the second toe is directly on top of the big toe now.
And it's longer than the big toe?
It's hard to see from this angle.
There's a thing, like, if you have a larger second toe than your big toe, there's something, some characteristic that you have. I'm not really sure what that is. I forget reading. I remember reading about it, but I forgot what it is.
His pinky toe is completely on top of his fourth toe as well.
It's like Anthony Munoz's pinky.
Yeah. It's got to be real easy for him to, like, scratch the inside of his ear, though. He doesn't even need to turn his hand.
No.
Just right there. Perfect. Yeah. Google LeBron's foot. Do it for me.
Oh, come on.
Just do it for me. Yeah. I want you to see it. He's got these pictures of him on the beach. Like I'm saying, like he must, like to fly around, have the speed that he has, to jump the way he is at 40 years old, with that foot might be one of the great athletic accomplishments of all time.
I put in Hamas LeBron's foot.
You got to clear your previous Google search.
I mean, how did that happen?
Hamas LeBron's foot.
Yes.
Is not something that I think is going to be.
This thing right here?
No, but the one. Right, yeah, that there. That's the one. What do you think of that foot?
Yeah. That's nasty.
Your feet don't look like that, right?
No, not at all.
Does Phil's foot look like that?
No. I mean, he's got toes going every which way.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Phil's foot was just, it was kind of swollen, you know, because he had his ankle injury or whatever. And, you know, it looked like his big toe was throbbing.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw it like
pulsating. Yeah, that's not good for a group of men who are about to eat.
And we're going to eat meat tonight.
Yeah, you can't have a throbbing big toe out there.
Right.
You know?
So I said, look, just wear a dark colored sock. I mean, the fact that he came out on Sunday night without a sock and was freezing cold out.
He's a man.
I wanted to go over and tickle his feet and see if he could feel anything.
What does his toenails look like? Were they okay?
They were, I think he must have had, a pedicure.
Okay, smart.
I think
if I'm going to expose this foot, I might as well.
Right. So I would say his nails look very nice, but it's just that his toe is like big and blue.
Let's go to John and Ronkonkoma. What's going on, John?
Hey, boys. How are you?
All right, Johnny. What's happening?
So I'm calling in, Boomer, because I'm a foot surgeon, and I actually got a chance to meet you at Teller's last year. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I do treat athletes, and you know, what their feet look like actually has a lot to do with what sport they play. So football players, hockey players, tennis players, there's all different types of injuries and deformities that come with that repetitive action.
Yeah, I would think that basketball and tennis have probably got to be the worst that you see, right?
Well, they are, but tennis and basketball, you see more ankle injuries because there's more of a chance to sprain the ankle than moving laterally. But actually, football, guys coming out of a three-point stance, the amount of pressure that they're putting, you know, on the forefoot, on their joints, or the toes and the foot, that's really, I would say football is probably the worst. Hockey's probably the least because you see the, you know, the hockey players, the foot's in a fixed position, it's in a boot. You might see a bruise once in a while for taking a puck, but, you know, generally they don't have that many injuries. It's really, I would have to say football is probably the worst. Baseball catchers also, the position that they're in, getting up and throwing to first base, they'll sprain the toe and, you know, damage that big toe joint. So I would say probably football and baseball are the most.
Yeah, I would think so. I would also say basketball just because of the amount of games they play. You know, football players play 17 games, so that means NFL football players. I think college play like 25 games now. but NFL players play 17 games, so you're full on 17 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where basketball players and hockey players, like he said, he's in a boot. And by the way, my plantar fasciitis never bothered me when I was playing hockey in the boot. And my feet don't bother me at all when I'm in my hockey boot. And I went to that good feet store, and they gave me that insert that I wear in all my shoes, which is unbelievable, and actually helped my golf game, believe it or not.
Nice.
Because of my balance. But I will say that those guys play so many more games, and I feel like their practice is a little bit, I don't know, I'm going to say harder, but you know, you're always on the floor dribbling, running, changing direction, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you take one look at LeBron's foot, you're going to answer basketball. That's the worst feat.
I think so. Yeah, or tennis. You got to believe tennis because they're always out there, too.
Yeah, true.